Thus I have heard. At one time the blessed monk was dwelling in the royal domain of Torch Peak Mountain, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, the noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, "How should a son of the lineage train, wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom?" Thus he spoke, noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answer of Venerable Shariputra with these words, "Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form, emptiness is not other than form, form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure, they neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no power, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, what is that as a child? It means that perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All Buddhas who dwell in three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable purpose and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate paragate parasam gate bodhisattva. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva or mahasattva should train the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva noble Avalokiteshvara that he had spoken well. Well done, the son of the lineage, so. The son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra and noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoice and praise the words of the Blessed One. And now we do homage to Manjushri in Tibetan. Lama Dhanambo Jetsun Dhamse Yama Chasrabo Lord.
Yeah. So as usual, Rinpoche reminds again that, you know, we gather here to achieve a achieve great meaningful things.
카투 추시바데기 다다 고알마데베 아니 강 추시바데 아니 싸와 첨바이 바진 거 제로 지사마
So therefore not only you know listening to the teaching and understanding the teaching, not only that, but you know, we all need to consider it as you know, very precious. So Rinpoche is not, you know, telling that, you know, something is not precious, just, you know, we need to consider it as a precious one, not like that. You know, if we understand, you know, when we do the recitations of the lineage gurus, supplication, prayer in the beginning of the teachings, so you know, all these lineage gurus, you know, practice on this same path, and they attain, you know, ultimate attainment of the Buddhahood. So that is how you know this is. You know, something really, you know, meaningful and also very precious.
Dele kye chewa jine, dele tsa chewa jine, minero nunga tsuki mitsen dele, dele laba jine yeme pa mase, chewa dene zonde piche sanje je kogon lo mando je pata, dele kye chewa jine, dele tsa chewa jine, mene che mebi sonu jirez.
So we can say that, you know, we cannot able to find more important and more precious than this, you know, practice not only in this life, but, you know, we cannot able to find in our many future lives until attaining the Buddhahood, we cannot find, you know, greater than that.
Tendu yi xin de nye kawa ki tenda te duwe ki chi duba la yini tenda te ki yini tenda te kandu yome te yini tombo ale nyo gu ro wa sa la ta. Tu gu ro wa sa ura mazo pe shan xin de tu ba ta.
So, that kind of really scare and precious thing, you know, we found. So how we go about is that, you know, first we need to study or in the, you know, in the Dharma language, it says, first we need to heard the teachings.
Then do you choose the nyamba sene the thoba la any teaching also you don't choose nyamba thoba the mandawa any dala chi thanda chi ki thando any gan the thoga any gan the nyoga any sene kya chet kya gogor sa.
So, to hearing the teaching. Is not like hearing or studying or listening to some kind of story or text. hells, not like that, but you know, there should be a point that need to be put into practice through listening to the teaching. For what purpose, you know, you're going to listen is usually, you know, in the Dharma terms, it's said beginning with the, you know, motivation.
ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਕਿਨੂੰ ਲਰਾਂਦੇ ਮੋਬੋ ਯੇ ਦਿਨੋ ਯੇ ਨੇ ਮਸ ਸ਼ਾਂਚੂ ਲਾਂਜੇ ਰਿੰਬਾ ਸਿੰਘ ਦੀ ਕਿਨੂੰ ਤੇਲਾ ਇਨੇ ਤਾਂ ਮਾਥਾ ਯੇ ਸ਼ਾਂਚੂ ਸੇ ਯੇ ਜੀ ਮੀਨੋ ਸੇਬੋ ਯੇ ਬੀ ਤੋਨੇ ਨੇ ਦੇ ਦੇ ਨੇ ਜੋ ਬੀ ਸਾਂਜੇ ਜੇ ਕੋਮੋ ਇਤ ਤਬ ਤੇਂ ਦੇ ਇਨੇ ਯੇ ਸ਼ਾਂਚੂ ਇਨੇ ਲਾਂਜੇ ਰਿੰਬਾ ਸੇ ਦੇ ਨਿਯੋਗ ਇਨੇ ਸੇ ਕਿਨੂੰ ਤੇ ਇੰਚੀ ਮੀਜੇ ਮਸ ਗੋਏ ਯੇ ਇਨੇ ਚੁਨ ਦੇ ਯੇ ਇਨੇ ਜਾ ਠੇਂ ਸੇ ਨੇ ਦੇ ਜਾ ਠੇਂ ਸੋ ਨੇ ਜਿਰੋ ਆਸ ਲਾ ਜਾ
ਸੋ So there are many levels of motivation. So for this kind of teaching, we need to have the motivation of the, great altruistic thoughts or bodhicitta. At least, you know, we must have a clear understanding of meaning of bodhicittas. So, you know, this is, like a law or the constitutions of, this Lamrim practice. That kind of motivation is.
And then the do ye any kuno de chebala misi yang chi shang chu sing me na siu ma shang yin na ni chun de yin yang le chi bi ni la ma chi ba tang ba pe ba na ye jing a de na yin lo yin de yi che de nge ni de la ho jo che ge yin lo bu ji bo na ni de sa san do yin da sa na
So if we don't have that kind of imaginations of the bodhicitta, then meantime we will think about those lineage gurus and try to motivate that they are our role models, and we try to do the same as they before. So at least we should establish that kind of motivation, and we pose for a meditation to establish the motivation.
다들 이게 기능 치바치 장안에 관심 받으세요. 전에니 집에 손자 난지 좀 봐. 아니 가르쳐 봤다. 장마 집어도 거리 마 집어. 아니 만화와 때문에 전철 난지 좀 봤으니 대로 왔습니다.
So with this kind of motivation, what we're gonna teach and listen is called the, you know, stages of the path to enlightenment. That path is what we're going to teach and listen is unmistaken and not any contradiction in earlier and a later, path, and as well as the systematic is perfectly arranged.
Tindriki chede ni nyembe ne kasal nge ki ko nge jin ko gum do kare sen der sang nge ji tindriki kusu do ma je wa che kare sa na nga tsu ki chue sen nge de be ne shi yu zu po la lo jong che ma na gi gi na sen ji me de zu po de yo ka sa na sen ji ni lo jong te wo ra sa na sen ji lo jong sen nge de ba cha sa ne yu ne ya ra ya dong do ge ji ji ma ho de ka ji xie be sun de ji ma re sa da la sen ji ye de se de ka le ka le za ge Bacha zhōngbō sēng dē yāyē rē sēng lā dā. Kō tōhnā nī kō nī shū shū dā, bācha jī jāng dā wō sēng lā dā.
So, this kind of lām rīm, you know, we are listening, you know, at the beginning, even though we don't understand, you know, what, you know, it says, but, you know, if we listen with a great enthusiasm and, you know, keep the, consistency to listening the teaching, then, you know, this practice is like a mind training. So, you know, when we train the physical training, we need to go through gradual stage. So same thing when we train in the some kind of exercise or yoga like that training, you need to go gradually. So same thing here, mind training also, at the beginning, you don't understand anything, even though you, make effort, you don't understand, but, keep listening, keep going, and, it will, leave the imprints in our mind stream. So through having a great imprint in our mind stream, then there will be a time that our imprint will activate when time comes or conditions met, then it will really come into our mind.
Then you can show lunch in passing the any digit any penjongal mo songa bachin so ji tonga bachin je yu di ni sachin ro ten da do do ji go ma song sha ro as.
So as we know that, this commentary is composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, and Lama Tsongkhapa composed this wall of volumes in four chapters.
사지 지스몬베 노는가 좀 사지 가리고는 해야 되잖아. 저희 사지 지기 저희 사지 타마 당 당방은 이제 로만 치때도 요즘 봐 생이들 해야 돼요.
These four root chapters, so where we are in is we are in the fourth chapter, you know, the actual instruction that tells how to lead the students into the path.
Saji jiba de ni lang ren yong su zo ba de lang ji zawa xian yin de bi se de den lo ji da jian bi chi si den yin nong yong su zo ba den yin nong liu gu yo ba.
So at the fourth root chapter, you know, the how to rely on the gurus and you know, by relying on the gurus, you know, how we put them into practice. So, you know, this whole fourth root chapter will, you know, finish with these two parts.
Ni dujin chotun lagu ye wa sa langji zawa xian yin ting bi ci se langji zawa xian yin ting zi sing de la ni ci zang ji ma zo kwa lian ma tu na de la kwa chi le go go de ji rong ji mi se ye sa ji zang kro le kwa chen bu xue ji ye de se ni de ji song jun ye de se la yi ba sa.
So as Rinpoche mentioned earlier, again, you know, the root of our path is rely on the guru. So, you know, this is a very important, and also this is the beginning of our path. So Lama Tsongkhapa, you know, compose this, you know, especially rely on the Guru's chapter, you know, with reasonings.
The Shenye Ting Sala Mubo Shui Shiyo Gido Sa Ma Desa Lada. Lanchi Tawa Shenye Ting Ting Bi Tsi Tene Lo Che Ta Jan Bi Rinpa Se Di Yan Do Ngen Chi Yiso Na Shenye Tene Yan Do Guwe Chin Chi Ke Chama Cha Adi Ko Shenye Ting Tsui Go La Mi Si Jin Ko Jeba Chi Shiyo Go Guwe Sa Lada. Nyanga Chambu Shui Jiro.
So, you know, don't get, you know, kind of bored about, you know, this chapter, you know, talking a lot about the you know, guru's thing, because, you know, if you wanna go through that path and, you know, want to attain, you know, realizations, so, you know, without relying on the gurus, you know, without beginning with that, this practice, we won't be able to attain any degrees of
realizations.
So in this chapter, there are again two, you know, sub-chapter of the two parts, you know, how to rely on thought and how to rely on thoughts and how to rely on practice.
Teaching in Lari Chumpa Kaja Sasona and some bit in the Kandiji Severi, Sidi Korjun Chumachi Yamana, and Tintiji Kuachin and the Samba Yisaguro Gish and Yatata to Kandiji Taguris, singing the some bit in the Hegu to Asalata.
So, how to rely on thought, we are done. So now we are in the how to rely on practice by practicing. So, you know, usual that, you know, when we read the, heading of the chapter, then immediately, you know, we need to have some kind of understanding will come through, follow up. So, you know, how to rely on thoughts in this thing also, you know, when we read this heading, then we need to understand, all the following, explanations.
Da joye de se sevdi ngos la ne de bo da ni la ma tu ni bo che go de ni kare kare tu ni bo che go sa ni tu ni bo che se de la song do as.
So how to rely on rely through practice is that, you know, by implementing, you know, those practice. So so in this part there are another two, three, implement practice.
So you go to the any sanzin ye ni tu ni ba she se ni de ni ka sin na ma la ji bi wa ro ma de pye de de se ba ni na ma tu ni ba she ba se ni de ni sanzin bi ni tu ni ba she se de ka sin ma so ye sa ji de sa yin ba sa.
So in this three chapter, first is, you know, making different kind of offerings, this to the gurus, this we already done.
Nama sanzi go ne tunye ba shezi de ani lami tandare sosu gi tandare sala so na ani lami tandare sala gi be sala da chosu.
So when we try to please our guru by making a lot of offerings, then what we think, is this to benefit lama or is this to benefit ourselves?
Then the case is sharawagi ani te dija rani jingone re ma da lami ngone ani sanzing bi ola chungje tsang ma ta shi go bari ma to tele du bi lama ji na no du du bi lama ro go ma re sen pet ta ji ne song do a sa la da to su jung ji ye che ma to pe ko da ma da ne si ge sa la.
So for this thing, as we heard last time that, Gishe Sharawa said that if the Lama is looking for the offering and, that looking for the offering, not for the, offering of the practice, then, that kind of Lama is, would be not a true lama. So, from lama's side, he or she should not make any differences to the students that some make offering and some not, treat equal as same.
Teaching a children better load on Labour, not so big day load on Rodgers on Nanga Catalyson and Hugukane, Tajan and Jagarada. She wants to watch his son and also much to your son.
So, therefore, we need to understand this, chapter really, understand clearly, and think about is very important. And also, in the traditions that, some good point comes in the, in the book, then you highlight it and, try to remember it. So that is how, the in the monasteries, the monks do like that.
And some
really kind of, collect, all the, points and make a separate, book for themselves, and as well as, in the teachings, in the class, if we got some, scriptural authorizations, mentioned, here, then they will, write down in a separate book, and they will collect all those, things too, and make a big, binding books. So now we go through the text. I think we are in, where is it? We are in 85 back. It says, respecting and serving with body and speech.
Lama tu nyeba kandu chene, lama tu nyeba dhugu rese sona ini, liju gwenye lami shoshi chene ini, lami yi ini guzu chuba dhugu dhang, yang ko chi lama da chaya ro, ini lama nyune nyuyo sheba dhang, ini ngaju gwenye lami yi ten jeba singe te, ini joyu gwenye, ini tu nyeba chesi yi nyeba tere yi sama.
So the second chapter, implementing, relying on implementing the, practice. We are in the. It has three chapters. So second chapter, respecting and serving with body and speech. How we do that is, this means such a physical actions as bathing, massaging, cleaning dirt from the Lama's body, and when Lama gets sick, nursing, as well as such vocal actions as pointing out the Guru's good qualities. So the third, practicing according to the Guru's word. This means to practice without contradicting what the Guru instructs you to do. This is most important for, as the garland of birth story says.
Tegi tenda kare chego re, ini lame sun sunba nangi ki chude, ini rani ki nyansa le, ini duba chego re. Te lama ni ye zowa tere sunwa re salada, lama tere chego re.
So, so this is, like making your practice as an offering to the lamas. So is a true lama, then that is the best, gift offered to the lama. And lama also, pleased with this, great a gift than other gifts.
카투시는 라마 투니 보셔서 이제 뭐 저기 파수 가까이 자고 말에 되는 먹이 주분이 최근에 최근에 대성에서나 아니 라마 투니 이게 저거 되래서라다 카투라와 있나.
So if we say directly, then you know if we live accord with the ten, you know, precepts, then you know that could be the best offering to the Lama, and there would be no greater gift to Lama than that.
Jidana ngasun jitinba ike hiyana ya bugu bete pala chene pama la chi khala dan rama da kuyo na pama tesan chi gagu maro wa sanata. Chi bina nego sho chi sheba tang ini pama la pili kasi chao shana ama tesan chi pama tesan chi gagu maro wa la di tijin khuru sheba ngenba yina.
So here the analogy is that, you know, if you know your children, you know, they're so mischievous and naughty all the time, not listening, and you know sometimes they will come and you know kind of flatter you, you know, with some kind of gifts and some kind of foods and like that, you know, if your kid do that, then you won't be that delighted with those gifts because, you know, of that kid's, you know, usual, you know, naughtiness or bad behaviors.
Hello, in the so in the Jibiro Lesa Pimbin and the Chuba Shawan is good be seeing yons and then by ye, she's be sure of us.
So we go through the text as the garland of birth story says, the worship that you should do in return for my help is to practice in accordance with my instruction.
Kete lami kashin de du guna lama de tenes meri bilan de tuba tans damba son danga ye shawala jowa shena ne cheta sha shena as de bat chilo.
We read through the text. Here it says, question, we must practice in accordance with the Guru's words, then what if we rely on the Gurus and they lead us to an incorrect path or employ us in activities that are contrary to the three vows? Should we do what they say?
So, question
here is, you know, can happen, you know, possible, and it can happen. So answer for that question doubt is here we read through the text reply with respect to this. Gandharva's sutra on the discipline states, if the abbot instruct you to do what is not in accord with the teaching, refuse. Also, the cloud of jewels sutra says, with respect to virtue, act in accord with the Guru's word, but do not act in accord with the Guru's word with respect to non virtue.
Tenma Nibadang, Basu Shamarong, yes, Lama Majibale. Rebuying a minute and minute in the chicken to she some batas. She is only passed a Menjuba yinos.
So we read through the text. Therefore, you must not listen to non-virtuous instructions. The 12th birth story clearly gives the meaning of not engaging in what is improper. However, it is improper to take the guru's wrong action as a reason for subsequent misbehaviors, such as disrespecting, reproaching or despising the gurus. Rather, excuse yourself politely and do not engage in what you are instructed to do. The 50 verses on the gurus, if you cannot reasonably do as the guru has instructed, excuse yourself with soothing words. So as mentioned here, that you know, if Lama you know, asks you to do that, you know, is not accord with the teachings of the Buddha, then you know, like mentioned in the 50 verses on the gurus, if you cannot reasonably do as the guru has instructed, excuse yourself with soothing words. We should do like that.
Yang lama ki chu mayin pa chima so nai ni deni jinse de xian ni lama la ji nyemi che ba dang ka ji ma ge ba che ba su de jin de rong ma de song do.
And also, you know, like mentioned here, if lama tell us something, you know, not accord with the teaching of the Buddha, then you know, then because of that, you know, as mentioned here, you know, it is improper to take the guru's wrong action as a reason for subsequent misbehavior, such as disrespecting, reproaching, or despising the gurus. So if we, you know, take interest and make effort, you know, Rinpoche thinks these things are not hard to understand. So, you know, if we take interest and make effort, then, you know, we are not lack of resources. Like here, you know, they generate a doubt and generate a doubt with a question and clarify it with a reply, like here. So, you know, like that, there is no shortage of any resources. You know, what is lacking is, everything is lacking from our side, not from the resources.
Tetatimbi Rāngjā chūla jīyā mē jībī yīs, jāsīn rēyī tōmē, lā sī tūla tā mā tā tāngjī jībā tē, pū rībī tā yīmī sōng ngā sā. Tē pā tā lō rō chitā.
Again, we read through the text. Furthermore, when you rely on your guru in this way, accrue portions on these teachings as a Maitreya's ornament for Mahayana Sutras states. By gaining a share of your guru's teachings, you rely on the teacher in order to possess good qualities, not for material things. Pudova said, when Ananda was appointed as the teacher's attendant, the Buddha's attendant, he thought of, future followers of the teachings and then made the following vows. I will serve and respect the teacher under the condition that I am not allowed to keep these unused robes or eat his leftover foods, and that I am free to be with him at any time. We present the followers do not value the teachings at all, but only value the guru's assigning status to us as demonstrated by each cup of tea that the guru gives to us. This is a sign of our deep corruption.
Tomo do de je yi ga sa na ni su su gi pe na ge la gi chu de le pe je ji dang yin so na su su gi su su la pa li yin de jin ja ge le su su gi chu gi la ne me du wa che pe na xian ye sa zi dang ji bi wa che so na de xian ye ye ba xie ba ma le sa na ni do de je yi xian ye ye ba xie de ni ju bi chu ba yin ba de do de je song ba le sa na.
So as mentioned here in the Maitreya's ornament for the Mahayana Sutras, by gaining a share of your guru's teaching, you rely on the teacher is in order to possess good quality, not for the material things. So, whatever you associate with the guru, and whatever the good qualities you receive from the listening to the teachings and so on, so and live accord with that, that would be the best offering to the gurus, not the material things. We break here.
We
read through the text. As for how long you should rely on a guru, Potova said, with each student who come to me, my burden increases. With each who leaves, it decreases. If you stay apart from the guru, it is not beneficial. Therefore, practice for a long time at a moderate distance.
So
the Ananda here, when Ananda was appointed at the teacher's attendant. So Ananda is the main attendant of the Buddha, historical Buddha Shakyamuni.
Tenpa gomba zo ne nga su kadyu kanyi na kadyu nzebi panda tenbi sungpa kanga te pentu tata kanga tsu ruru che lewa de dracha ma nga tsa ruru che di kaji dracha ma jicha guchu kogo ma zime di yini chi yini kinga wo la kinga wo te di dracha ma re ma doa ni chitana chi chungpa re salata.
So then later on when Buddha passed into parinirvana, then you know all the arahats, you know, the scholars gathered for a big council that, you know, wanna discuss and put the Buddha's all teaching into script. So they need 500 arahats or the four destroyers. So there are 499, you know, four destroyers or dachompas, and they are short of one, you know, four destroyers or the dachompa. So at that time, you know, Ananda has not attained that state yet.
Mm-hmm. Tedu dikosala tembi shiju dikosala kanje da chamba de kinga wo dosala tembi chu kati song song na ngatsu tedu song ni pe ne tren ka na yi ka song na kor je me je ten ni ta da lo ni jin thu wa sala.
So those scholars or the four distressed dachambas, they have a great, you know, memories that, you know, wherever Buddha give the teachings, you know, they can record and memorize everything, you know, every single words. Like, you know, nowadays we do the tape recordings of the teachings or whatever like that. And because they have attained the, you know, realization of the unforgettable memories.
Ta dachamba chunjo ki kadin zeyo de dachamba mayin ge ji ni kadin zesa gi ke tong na men de ni kinga wo na gi ki temba ka phe ne ji de tembi kare so na kinga wo gi ma to ba che me yin zan ne ta kinga wo dachamba re ne yin zan ne ni kinga wo che ge ni tembi she chi shi be ne go zan ne ni de che ma so zan ne ne ba ji ni ji tang ne sa la da.
So in this way, you know, they, all those 499, you know, arahats, four destroyers of the dachamba, gather together for a council, and, you know, they want to gather all the, you know, teachings of the Buddha. So, you know, they want Ananda in that council. But, you know, since Ananda has not attained the, you know, four destroyers attainment, so in order to attain that attainment, you know, they punish Ananda.
Nyeba je tuwa yate no tanda yin diji nyeba de mendo de yena yende kaji nyeba dhoku chi yini tumbi yini naza mishi yin naza tas kanji mo zhaya na kanji ma mani yate tiji katu katu mucho yanda wanda wa yon tumbi yini shila siya sati yon sila ta lansa ma mendo yanda wa yon tumbi shi nga la kadi yun tu ma yin bando wa say tindu ki cheba te yini nga zon shiro chi duja la gomba re sondo wa sala ta tanda nyeba tuwa yate nyeba dende ma re yina yon dindu yon non yina sala ta.
So those four destroyers, try to punish Ananda that he did, I don't know how to say in English, like felonies or whatever, that, you know, when Ananda is the attendant of Buddha at that time, he didn't, you know, wash the Buddha's clothes at the right time. And when Ananda, served Buddha, then, you know, after that, he didn't, you know, when Buddha finished, then he didn't, gather the, you know, dishes and did like that kind of, you know, eight mistake or, you know, something like that. They count that different kind of eight mistakes, and by doing that mistake, they want to punish Ananda.
In the Kunga, you didn't know, but they are sure to do Jello Gombata, then you never jet on Batel and Kurogi, Nepatel and Nepajet on Balatin and Nepatin and Josh and any, Kitinilla Dutch and Bukovata. And it dug Chambanga, you chug on a genie, they get like a topati genus and got it in a zebra salad and this, Kunga, Kuron Temple and Magibat and Ejima Rosalad and Sura de Jello Gon.
So why this kind of things happen at that time is that, you know, Ananda, you know, why Ananda did happen all these things also happen for the sake of, you know, for the sake of future disciples, future practitioners, and as well as, you know, they accuse him with this kind of eight, you know, mistakes, is also, you know, to attain Ananda into the state of attainment of four destroyers. So all this have a, you know, deeper meaning than the, you know, than actual what it is.
Taji Rachaboli Jimato Ben Dingi Konoji Linga is a piggy lurking or sola, only to make it on the Yomaro Salada.
So then, after that, you know, then Ananda confessed all these things and Ananda attained the, you know, because of that, you know, circumstances, Ananda get remorse and confess. And because of this, Ananda attained the, you know, the four destroyers attainment, and then 500 four destroyers, you know, their yellow robes, you know, they folded and make a cushion with, you know, those 499. Robes, and on the top of that cushion, you know, Ananda sat, and then, you know, Ananda recite, you know, thus I have heard, you know, such and such time, and such, you know, that through that they all, you know, gather, the council gather, and then they, you know, write down whatever Ananda has heard, you know, make a book. So these are all, you know, kind of demonstrations or, you know, instructions for the future, you know, disciples or practitioner like us. Otherwise, you know, like mentioned earlier, it could be happen like mentioned earlier that you know we present day follower do not value the teaching at all, but only value the Guru's assigning status to us as demonstrated by each cup of tea that the Guru gives to us. This is the sign of our deep corruption. It would be like that.
So
nowadays, you know, we have a very poor consideration or the reverence or the veneration to our gurus, you know. If we compare our veneration or consideration to guru for our really valuable, things, then, you know, we have more values in our that, you know, thing than to the gurus, you know. Rinpoche said from his side, he is like that. So, you know, he's not sure about us. So why this kind of things happening to us is because, you know, because that, you know, our mind steam is not, you know, mature with the understanding of Dharma. So like mentioned here, this is the sign of our deep corruption that outside it kind of looks good, but when you put into practice, you know, insight is all spoiled. So, so for us, you know, if something happen we don't like, then you know we don't have any consideration even to our gurus, we right stand up and try to argue or whatever.
Na ge hipo do ge ni tu chu tan temba sing de ge di ge pet ta ta chi koma su sen da pe sen pe de chi ken du ngal ta re re shon na khun hen be che ngal ta re re pha su na khun jin ko ta de man jin do go do sa ma chu no do go do sa ani lo su de na mo ye se de ga jan da te ta to koma su sen da ko su ge in ji ton ko de bo ye na ka shi.
So here Potova said that with each student who come to me, my burden increases. With each who leaves, it decreases. If you stay apart from the guru, it is not beneficial. Therefore, practice for a long time at a moderate distance. For this, Rinpoche didn't get clearly, so maybe in the English translation, you guys might have got some understanding.
안 하고 오면도 간지 기신이 땜비 뒤대 아니 저타냐 뭐 맞아 와체 뒤 가세게 세네 이제 두고 그래서 해야 돼 단다도 되래 이나요 롬바카기 예 뺏는 자와도 놈비 메다 타니 던지 단다래 뺏고 와 카와드는 용도 살아다 로지 되는
So Rinpoche understand what Poto was said here, the point, main point is that, you know, we, by relying on the Guru, you know, we should be, you know, keep the consistency or the continuity that, you know, not in a short time expect a lot in at a short time, not like that. You know, that is the Potowa's point here. But you know how Potowa make the reasoning to say that, you know, mentioned here, if you stay apart from Guru, it is not beneficial. Therefore, practice for a long time at a moderate distance. You know, he Rinpoche didn't get it clearly.
Then a gehip, tare racing at the gehipoto or corogi, Homer Rayuna, any quality couldn't number the word of Homer and Roshana, any end over the children of those in the digit and that the cogo and a young also gichi court in Europe and a big lamas at the red and Bioa and a tapin sophis at the red son and go and be that the daughter Yampa, she pajim carsa, chimbi over time, Yampa, Jimbata Tansana, and the digi, you know, she could over a conjet and digi court over the Mandadora.
So, and also with each student who comes to me, my burden increases. With each who leaves it decreases. So, Rinpoche also didn't get this meaning clearly. You know, he assumed, you know, that in Tibet when you know, people come to, students come from different places to see the lamas, you know, to get an instruction or initiation or whatever. At that time, they bring a lot of gifts like horses and animals, you know, whatever, you know. So a lot of gift. So, you know, when a lot of gifts come, then, you know, then the guru's burden increases, and when he give back those gifts to the needy peoples, then his burden decreases. You know, maybe you know Potowa meant that, or maybe you know, like mentioned here, each student comes, my burden increases. Each student leaves, it decreases. Maybe. He meant that
he's not sure. So, you know,
the best offering to our guru is our practice. That guru won't, you know, be happier than this kind of offering. So that is clearly mentioned by the great, you know, hermit, Tibetan hermit, Milarepa.
So as
you know that, you know, Milarepa live in a cave and he got no any possessions in his cave except his, you know, needle, you know, cooking utensils and whatever the loin clothes he got on. That's all he got, and he got no any materials to offer to his guru. So what he offer is all his practice. So that is how, you know, he make his guru happy.
Kung ito nung doa, pero no sanzi gimbiwa dalang mesa. Palami tinle dupenji esa.
So Milarepa mentioned that, you know, I don't have any, you know, possessions to make the offering to my guru. I will repay the guru's kindness through my practice.
Yon sinyi pade. Nyeri ji du sinyi ji jupan de esa. Palama nyi bi shoto yin esa.
So, with great hardship and effort, you know, I attain this kind of realizations. So that would be the best offering, and that would be the feast to my guru.
So
these are mentioned by Milarepa. So, and also there are many, you know, Milarepa's, you know, songs in many different texts. So whatever, you know, mentioned like this kind of thing are not kind of, you know, composed by some intellectual or some kind of, you know, smart people, not like that. These are the true experience of a practitioner that, you know, that, you know, write down to inspire us and also, also like a instruction to us. So, you know, if we truly, you know, live accord with the, you know, instruction of true guru, then, you know, it not only please or delight the guru, but, you know, all our, you know, surroundings, our neighbors, you know, and our families, and, you know, all, you know, surrounding our, you know, everything will be your, our friend.
So, you
know, directly it is saying that, you know, to please Lama. But, you know, if you really, you know, understand deeper, then what it says, it says it that, you know, you gotta be a good human being. So we do question answers here. So, you know, if you guys have any questions or doubts, comments, thoughts, whatever, so what you wanna do here.
So
Rinpoche give you guys a chance for the question. And if you guys don't have any, then you know Rinpoche is kind of, taking your question answers time all the time, every day.
So, whatever
Fodowa mentioned, you know, that traditionally, that, you know, the teacher will ask the, you know, students that for this kind of whatever Potowa said, you know, what is your opinion? What is your opinion? And then each should have a different opinions or different thoughts. So, you know, that traditionally we do like that, but, you know, if you do that traditional thing, then it will consume a lot of time, so, you know, we can't, go through. So that is why, you know, we won't do that. But, you know, if you guys have any questions, then...
Any questions?
The other day, I was saying to you, I believe you said that the most important practice would be Guru Yoga. And... I wonder
if you can tell us more about what that means. The Mogi Lama and the cousin Lao Sohas, Tajune, Shinye, Tensuki, Mingnam Jahan, Lo Jangela, and Chodu Jubade, and Lamin enjoyed the real Lao Sohas. Ani lame nenjur diki korla despa gesci suro cer oje sar.
Pena ro, pena lame nenjur di pena, lame nenjur sene xie di jidang nyanyu mingi ene chokachi yija tono ro lame nenjur ji nyanyu che gor sala da, ale jidang ene ngonson roton ro di.
So, we say Guru Yoga. So Guru Yoga means that, you know, you need to practice Guru Yoga on the basis of, you know, some rituals or I think rites.
Mm-hmm. Pena lami tu de na lami shi 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 de na lami ne ju su du gu mi na chong gu ma re sa na yang de song ju de che de yang kwa che le yang do ha sa la da.
And also there are some, you know, practical, you know, practice that, you know, you sit near the lama and, you know, and whatever you can offer services to the Lama, not in conjunction with any kind of ritual and rites, just a usual chores, doing chores. Like that also, you know, some practice Guru Yoga in that way. So either way, you know, you do the Guru Yoga either way in a, you know, imagination, practice, through imagination, like Guru Yoga in conjunction with the rite or the rituals, sadhanas, or, you know, in a practical way doing, like mentioned here, you know, cooking for the lamas, washing doing the Lama's laundries and sweeping and all those things, you know, what, no matter what kind of, you know, you practice, the main point is, you know, when you can see your Lama inseparable, you know, from the Buddhas, when you see Buddha, you can see Lama. When you see Lama, you can see Buddha. And same thing, the meditational deities or, you know, protectors or whatever, you know, the Lama and that inseparable. So that would be the, you know, point you reach the, you know, Guru Yoga state.
Deka lanri chimo kono no songa rupen naro, lami nenjo shiba khan shiba to gogo jo songa re. Desi di, masu ki gaane ni, tanji ganjo sambi gwa na lama tenchi di kecha shiba di, lama da sanje ngwa ime data ni tenyi la, shaa to goya dripa khanche che songa kui nyone che si chi ma to, pena lama chiba lenjin daya songa chi gade la jen, lenjin daba sanje lami nenjo sega ma re es. Lami nenjo sengi di tanji ngay se wana ki, sanje shangchu khanche, senpa khanche jin je songa ini lami reba. Lama kandeji ji suna sanje ten yi reban dhago ji beti tenpo ji tato nge jilo gogoro mato choka nye renyin dhomba sanje haan nye renyin saba sanje le sego mara zin nandu chum peche oon tengo ge jilo yore tsidi.
So this will come in Lamrim later on that, you know, Lama Tsongkhap mentioned that, you know, by doing, you know, Lama Chöpa one time, and as well as by doing, you know.
Nani chhimo tene songur mare mando. Nani chhimo jiro mochiro. Lama chhimo shuni wimba. Kaje ma saba sanje ta. Yena lami chenga jamba sanje. Lami nejolo kojyo mare es. Tenge tche ta pena se peja arma to. Nani chhimo jiro mochiro tene Lama Chöpa da gadela jeni wimba. Che chite jogo yen mishi mato. Shulu kongye yena kensa yer.
So, you know, Rinpoche clarified that, you know, it is not mentioned in the Lamrim. In the Lamrim, it says that, you know, by reciting, you know, root mantra of, you know, certain deities, and as well as, you know, reciting the mantras of the gurus, like that is not the Guru Yoga. And, you know, in some other you know, scriptures mention that by doing one session of Lama Chöpa or Gaden Rajama, you know, these are, you know, Guru Pujas, but, you know, Guru Yogas, but, you know, it is Guru Yoga is the main thing is that, you know, when you see Guru, you know, that you see him or her not other than the Buddhas. When you see Buddha, Buddha is not other than your Guru. That kind of, you know, that kind of, what to say, that kind of, you know, realization when we have, then we are going on the right path.
Also die Kazen kann also dann die Joy Chudu die dann Larin man die die Xianyi Tensei Kazen Joy Tensei Kazen Yugo Arla da denn die mir bei den Debe Gon Yugo ist sondern eine Zuge Nolo la eine Zuge die Zuge dann eine Lama den Kazen also Lama Losa Tonga do die Chance die denn Nagi mir bei den eine Kunde eine Schaku die Chance die ist so ja das.
So, and you know, on Wednesday we do the, you know, this six preliminary. What is Jorchu? You know, six preliminary practice, I guess. So, for this, you know, there is a you know, practice of Guru Yoga, you know, in conjunction with Jorchu.
Tendriki lami nenju nyansi nensi, jeda tandakdiki lari nolo la, yoyu churu ta lari nolo ki, hienye tenzi katu ki sachi na tsu nene, hienye tenzi lima tena yoyu churu su ten, ku yungton tani yungwa nesa nata.
So this Jorchu, you know, Guru Yoga is, you know, take out from the Lamrin's, you know, reliance on the Guru's chapter, all those, you know, seven limb practice and so on.
So, Gilubayan, Lamine Joseph, Dipen, Ensan Hijij, Lamine Joseph, the Sijij, Lamine Joseph, Ni, Lama Chapel, Ensan Hijis, Gadin Hajamalani, Sijilu, Lamine Joseph, Lamine Joseph.
So in our Jorchu practice, you know, when we, you know, visualize and set up the merit field, you know, in the center, there is, you know, Lama Lobsang Thuang Dorje Chang, you know, and on that, you know, Lama Lobsang Thuang Dorje Chang is the manifestation of our whoever the guru is. So, and also in Gelugpa tradition, there are guru yogas like Lama Chopa and guru yogas or guru pujas like, you know, 100 deity of the Tushita or Gandhin Hajima. So, these are two different lineages, we say, you know, So generally, you know, well-known Guru Yoga is that we usually do the six sessions of Guru Yoga. So the time goes fast, and you know, we stop here, and we will do the dedications that, you know, whatever, you know, merits we have accumulated at this time, we'll dedicate for the, you know, metta, you know, true lama, and never be separate from our true lama until we attain, you know, Buddhahood. For that, and that will also become the causes and conditions for that. So we will do the dedication like that, you know, here, and we stop.
Genius of the God, the Lord of the world, the birds and the sons of the year,
Yeah, wow. Yeah.